Phones ring in the Novant Health Obstetrics and Gynecology office in Huntersville, North Carolina, as women patiently wait to be seen by their physicians. Board-certified OBGYN Beverly Bell says that she has seen many patients experience racism firsthand.
And I have seen other patients experiencing racism, and I think it is the lack of education on clinicians' part.
Guyana native Dr. Bell has been working for over 20 years and has delivered an estimated 5,000 newborns. She explained that the racial disparity could be due to healthcare professionals refusing to take the complaints of Black women seriously.
By the time the care is offered to these women, it is sometimes too late.
Eleanor Simmons often enjoys spending quality time with her two grandchildren. The 70-year-old African-American woman thinks back to the treatment she received after birthing her first and only child in a private hospital.
The nurse had the window open and the doctor hollered at her, and she took it out on me when he made her change everything. And she knocked my leg off of the stirrups.
Elena Phillips, mother of two, recalled placing an engagement ring on her finger for fear that healthcare professionals would treat her differently if they knew she was a pregnant, unmarried Black woman. She says she knows other Black women who have done the same.
Because they felt that when they first had kids, unless their man had showed up right next to them, the doctors or the medical staff treated them differently because they didn't have a ring on their finger.
With increased awareness and education, we can work towards a better future for Black mothers in America. In Charlotte, I'm Brigea Daniel.